This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. All 9 deceased identified in Baitari's bus accident. Second most important festival of Nepali Hindus, Tihar, is being celebrated today, worshipping the crow. Nepal Communist Party Secretariat meeting today. And U.S. election officials reject U.S. President Donald Trump's fraud claims. Now, the news in detail. 9 people killed in a bus accident that occurred in Baitari's Patan Municipality 8, Khorpe, along the Dasarath Chand Highway last night have been identified. District Police Office spokesperson and police inspector Janak Bahadur Dhami said the deceased have been identified as police personnel Rana Bahadur Chand of Dagoda Kedar 6, Kiran Singh Ayer, Kabindra Joshi, Kritika Karki of Bhimdatta Municipality 8 of Kanchanpur, Tarkaraj Giri of Lekham Rural Municipality 4 of Darchula, Jagannath Oja of Mallikarjun Rural Municipality 5 of Darchula, Bijana Dhami of Bhimdatta Municipality 10, Narendra Chaudhary of Dhangadi Sub-Metropolis 4 and Rishi Ram Chaudhary of Dhangadi Sub-Metropolis 18. 34 out of 34 injured, 12 killed. Critically injured have been referred to Dhangadi, while remaining 22 are undergoing treatment at Dadeldhura Hospital. The second most important festival of Nepali Hindus, Tihar, is starting from today. Although Yama Panchak started yesterday, the first day of the Tihar, Kak Tihar, is being celebrated today. According to Hindu religion, crow is called Kag in Nepali and is considered as a messenger of Hindu deity of death, Yamaraj. Crows are worshipped today and given different delicacies. Tihar festival is celebrated for 5 days. Dhanvantari Day is being observed across the country today by organizing several programs. The day is celebrated on the 13th lunar day of Krishna Paksha. The day is annually marked in commemoration of Lord Dhanvantari, the promoter of Vedic Ayurveda science. According to Hindu mythology, Lord Dhanvantari, an avatar of Lord Vishnu, emerged from the Samudra Manthan on the day of Dhanteras, holding the jar of Amrit and the sacred text of Ayurveda. Goddess Lakshmi also emerged out of the milky water during the Samudra Manthan, hence Lord Dhanvantari is worshipped on this day along with Goddess Lakshmi. On Dhanteras, many people buy metals, primarily gold and silver, as it is considered auspicious. Nepal has formally started celebrating the day since the establishment of Nardevi Ayurveda campus in Kathmandu in 1985. Nepal Communist Party Secretariat is meeting at 4 p.m. today. The party sources said following the demand of the secretariat members, the meeting is scheduled for today. 4 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in Humla district yesterday. District Hospital Information Officer Bhakti Fadera said 3 of the infected are female and 1 is male. 44 corona infected undergoing treatment at different isolation wards in Banke district have returned home following successful recovery. District Health Office Banke's corona focal person Naresh Shrestha said 26 men and 18 women have returned home after recovery. With this, the total number of recoveries in Banke district has reached 3,236. The movement on multi-span bridge over Mahakali River of Kanchanpur district has been closed for maintenance. Acting Chief Administrative Officer Hari Datta Joshi said Mahakali municipality has closed the movement from 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. today for the repair and maintenance of the bridge. He said they have requested all not to take any movement on the bridge until repair and maintenance task of the bridge is completed. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. U.S. federal election officials have said the 2020 White House vote was the most secure in American history, rejecting President Donald Trump's fraud claims. The committee announced there is no evidence that any voting system deleted or lost votes, changed votes or was in any way compromised. They spoke out after Mr. Trump claimed without proof 2.7 million votes for him were deleted in last week's election. He has yet to concede to the projected winner, Democrat Joe Biden. The result was projected by U.S. media last weekend, but some counting continues. It is now projected that Mr. Biden, the winner of Arizona, granting him 11 more electoral college votes. It is the first time the state has voted Democrat since 1996. Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has accused regional forces in Tigray of carrying out a massacre on Monday, which Amnesty International says may have killed hundreds of civilians. In a video statement posted on Facebook, Mr. Ahmed said his forces has liberated the western part of Tigray from the control of the regional TPLF party following the brutal attack. Amnesty said the victims were stabbed or hacked to death in Mayakadra town in southwest of Tigray. Tigrayan officials denied that pro-TPLF troops were involved in the killings. According to the latest election results, Myanmar's ruling National League for Democracy, NLD, party has secured enough seats in parliament to form the next government. The NLD has so far secured 346 seats, more than 322 seats needed to form the next government. It comes days after the party led by Aung San Suu Kyi claimed victory based on early results. But the military-backed opposition has demanded a rerun of the election. The NLD remains popular at home, but has been heavily criticized worldwide after Ms. Suu Kyi's response to the Rohingya crisis. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping up, top stories once again. All 9 deceased identified in Baitari's bus accident. Second most important festival of Nepali Hindus, Tihar, is being celebrated today, worshipping the crow. Nepal Communist Party Secretariat meeting today. And U.S. election officials reject U.S. President Donald Trump's fraud claims. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.